end the day, the Torah, Rabbi Jeremy Stanton.
Good evening, Rabosa. The subject that I would like to speak about is the subject of Kriyas HaTorah, both the halachas regarding the people, the rest, all of us, who have to hear Kriyas HaTorah, as well as the people who do Kriyas HaTorah, who have even stronger rules about what they're meant to do and not meant to do. I quote to start with from Shaar Ephraim, right? Famous, this is the standard sefer on the subject of Kriyas HaTorah. So in Shaar Gimel, it's called Din Hanhogas HaKoreh BaTorah. The dinim regarding the person who reads, the reader. Yes, the person who is known. The person who is known, I would, with great respect, mistakenly, as a Baal Koreh. I know the phrase is colloquially used, it's used by everyone, it's used in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a famous phrase. In Hebrew, a reader is a Koreh, a master of reading is a Baal Koreah. So Baal Koreh would mean the master of the reader. Right? I occasionally do have the zechus to read the Torah, and I don't have a master other than the Rabban Shalom himself. My wife would like to think, but nevertheless, the master of the Koreh. So this is a term, same as Baal Tokea. It's also an incorrect term. It's colloquial, we all use it. But Tokea is the blower, and Baal Tokea is the master of blowing. And let me read. The Hanhogas HaKoreh BaTorah. What do we need? What are the customs? What needs to be done? What the manner of the person who is reading the Torah? So he starts off, this is the first paragraph. Well, I can spend a year on this alone. Yesh mekomos, there are places, shenoagu sheho ole la Torah, huatz mekoreh bekoro. The original custom, there are places where the person who is reading the Torah, he himself, the person who is called up is the person who does the reading. Now, that's only done nowadays by a bar mitzvah boy and by a few people on Simchas Torah. Yeah? They get a choice on Simchas Torah. You want to read, you read. But otherwise, in general, you get an aliyah this Shabbos. And you say, do you mind if I lane? The answer is, yes, I do mind if you lane. The Baal Kriya lanes, the Baal Korah lanes. Right? The minhag was the people who were called up did the reading themselves. V'mdinoseinu, in our countries, noagin, the minhag is shehatzibur bocharin, that the kehillah choose ish meyuchad lozeh, a special man for this. O ashliach tzibur kvor letfila, either the chazan, who is anyway the person who is kovur, he's fixed, he's put there in order to lead. Oh, Ishacher, or somebody else, Aboki Likros, who is expert in reading, who Korelifne Kolakuroim, and he should read in front of all the people. Right? In front of all the people who are called up. Vayesh Lahem Livchar Odom Hogun, they should choose a person who is Hogun. Correct? Uval Torah, the person who is a master of Torah, Masim Tovim, the person who is a tzaddik. Bishokol Ne'imo has got a beautiful voice. Uvoki likros hamilos, and this person who's going to read the Torah is expert in reading the words bin kudosom with their vowels correctly, vanaginos, and the tunes correctly, vataomim, and the stress is in the right place. And equally he should have some knowledge of the wisdom of grammar. Leman das, in order to know. Shlo yirape hechozok v'yechazik horofa. Chozok is when there is a doggish in a word, in a letter, like a bass. And rofa is when it's weak and it's a vase. So any time we have, when the word, when a doggish is there, we know certain letters. We Ashkenazim only make a difference in four letters. Base and vase, kof and chof, there's pay and fey, and tof and sof. There we make a difference between when it's a chozok with a dogish and it's rofa without a dogish. The Sephardim add in the and in a gimel and a dalad. So you've got different ways of doing a gimel. I can try and tell you a gimel, but you'll find different Sephardim doing different things of how to do a gimel without a dogish. With a dogish, it's ger. And a dalad and dalad. A dalad has got a dogish in it. And when you haven't got a dogish in it, then it's not. We are told, a famous point in Shulchan Aruch, telling us that when we say the Shema, one should be ma'arich the dalad. And it's impossible to be ma'arich a dalad if you pronounce it as a dalad. You're meant to lengthen it. Echod d. How can you lengthen a sound? D. You can't lengthen it. But if you take a dalad, if you pronounce it more as a d, echod d, no problem. Ask a good Sephardi. A dalad without a dogish is pronounced not d, but th, a hard th sound. Same as a toff and a thoff is a soft th sound, which is more correct. It's a correct pronunciation of a soff. You see, we Ashkenazim do a soff and a samach and a sin, all of them the same, and they're not the same. What can one say? They aren't the same. So the person who is doing the Kriyas HaToro should not get mixed up between a letter with a dogish and the same letter without the dogish. One second. Just read the first paragraph, right? Then we've got a year's work to go. And equally, he should not get mixed up between a shavor that is nad. Nad means sounded, a moving shavor, an And noch is one which is silent. Now, the vowels and the names of the vowels go back to Har Sinai. When the Torah was given, Moshe Rabbeinu was told how to pronounce the words. So, whereas you look at Vais, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Sof, which is the first word in the Torah, which we all know is Bereishis. But you give it to a boy, give it in the Sefer Torah to a boy and say, read that word. If he doesn't know the word, there are at least a million ways you could do it. It's just because we all know it's Bereishis, you say Bereishis. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Vais, Reish, Aleph, Shin. There's no base in the Torah. Where's the base? Base needs a dot in the middle of it. But it doesn't. Moshe Rabbeinu was told how to pronounce the word. And that's how we all have to learn. When did they first start actually writing the vowels? About 1,200 years ago. In time of the Gaonim, they first started writing the vowels down. Until then, look at every single sefer that we have. Every sefer of Tanakh doesn't have vowels in it. And the Gemara doesn't have vowels. Baruch Hashem, art scrolls put it in. And does that help? Do we know Aramaic because it's better with the vowels than without the vowels? What Blianora? So the point is, the person who is learning has got to know when is a shavor. The shavor is the most difficult vowel. It's got two different ways of doing it. But most of the vowels stay exactly the same. Yes, there are problems, but most of the vowels stay the same. A pasach goes ah. A pasach always goes ah. I can't think of any other way you do a pasach than an ah. But a comet can be a comet's goddle and a comet's cotton. A chirrut can be an ear, can be an E. A kubutz, three dots, can be an U, and it can be an oo. Depends whether it's got a stress on it. How do you know whether there's a stress or not? The stress isn't in the Sefer Torah. So you have to learn how to take the word. The word vayokumu. Vayokumu's got a kubutz, three dots under the kuf, and mu has got a vav after it, a shuruk vav with a dot in the middle, so it's mu. But so you would pronounce that vayokumu. But it's not vayokumu, because there's a stress on the kuf. If there's a stress on the kuf, it doesn't say u, it becomes an u. So it's vayokumu, even though the vowel is completely different. That's how it is to be pronounced. So this is how the Baal Kariyah has to learn to read. And he shouldn't change any vowel from its sound and the way it is. The nakuda, the vowel in it that it has, Hanasuno Misinai, which was given at Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have Matan Torah recorded. We just think it's such a beautiful idea. If only it had been recorded, we could all know exactly how to pronounce the letters and how to pronounce the vowels and how to stress every one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately didn't. He could have done it. We could all press a button on our phone and hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Aseres HaDibros. And we'd all know exactly, we couldn't argue anymore. How do you pronounce a gimel? We'll do it the way the Rabban Shalom does it. We haven't got that anymore, unfortunately. The people who were there presumably could remember it. So this is passed down, and this is how the person who is doing Kriyas HaTorah has got to be able to do it. So that he should not change the meaning of any word by making a mistake in the way he pronounces it. We are also going back to a time when we all understood Hebrew as long as the word was said correctly. Now, I presume the people here understand English. Right, Fabienne, you've learnt English, but you can do French better. If I was trying to speak in French to you, I might try and put the words in the right place, but you might say, I didn't understand. What was that word you said? I say it again. And you say, no, you pronounced it wrongly. I didn't understand it because you didn't say it correctly. The person who's doing Kriyas HaTorah has got to say it correctly for the sake of the people who we start off by assuming that everybody listening to Kriyas HaTorah understands Hebrew perfectly. We assume that because that's the way it was done once upon a time. For hundreds of years, the first few hundred years after the Torah was given, Kriyas HaTorah was done when Moshe Rabbeinu said it should be done, which is on every Yom Tov, on every Shabbos, on every Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon. Kriyas HaTorah was done. And it was done to people who understood Hebrew, and when they heard the words, it wasn't a question of they knew it anyway. They heard it and they understood what was being said. So much so that when we went into Bovel, the Rabbonim found that people did not understand Hebrew as well because they were speaking Aramaic. So they made a rule that every posuk had to be translated, b'shas masa, into Aramaic. Because that was what they understood. The whole purpose of Kriyas HaTorah was not a ritual of, I'm going to read these words here, whether you understand them or not. It was meant to be that people would understand, and when we got to a stage where they wouldn't understand, we had to do it in a way they would. Unfortunately, we went from one country to another. Lashon Arami goes back to Har Sinai as well. Lashon Arami is in Tanakh. You find in the Torah Yegar So Aduso, you find in Yirmiyah, you find Ezra, you find Daniel, Nehemiah, you find lots of Lashon Arami in Tanakh itself. So it's a holy language to a large extent. We talk about whether the Malachim don't speak Lashon Arami, there are only three Malachim that do speak Lashon Arami. All very interesting. The point being was the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah was to be understood. Now, so we have a rule still. So if a person makes a mistake when leining, everybody shouts out. Rightly or wrongly, everybody shouts out. Sometimes they're shouting out without even realising that they are not meant to be shouting out what they are at the time they are saying it. Some of the time they are. Sometimes it's a genuine mistake. But it's not the people. There are very few people. I've rarely, if at all, met a single Jewish man who one would say he has no idea what is in B'Shalach this week. But he understands biblical Hebrew so well that all I've got to do is read the words to him and he'll know exactly what happened.
What happened this week's Sidra?
What happened this week's Sidra? All the things in this week's Sidra. That's the point. Yeah. Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mon. All the Amalek. The Mechemes Amalek. All these things mentioned in this week's Sidra. Is there a single person who honestly has no idea, has never learnt Chumash, but his knowledge of Hebrew is so good. I'm not talking about Ivrit. I'm talking about his knowledge of Hebrew, of classical Hebrew, Tanakh Hebrew, is so perfect that all I've got to do is read the words out of a Sefer Torah and he'll say, wow, I never knew this before. And he understood every word. Nobody nowadays. Nobody. B'liyah Nora, all the people who listen to Kriyas HaTorah nowadays, the ones I've met, are people who know what's going to happen because they've learnt it. Baruch Hashem, they've done Shnai Mikra, they've learnt Chumash Rashi, they learnt it in primary school. They know the vast majority of it. All right, do they know every single word in the Shira? Probably not. Shira's not easy to translate. And the Parshas Amon, we've got Mechuspos. Rashi goes into three different explanations. Yet, peeled, concealed, revealed. Right? So you've got different explanations of what the word means. It's only one place in the whole Tanakh where you get the word mechuspos. It's hardly a common word. So in other words, you're reading Kriyas HaTorah for people who know what's going on anyway, and they know how to read Hebrew, and they expect you to do it correctly. And then they don't know what you should correct when you shouldn't correct. I asked Rabbi Feldman in Munks, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, years ago, I asked him the shaila, and he gave me Baruch Hashem, the answer I was very happy with. Very happy with. I asked him at the time, I said to him, sometimes my knowledge of Hebrew is so good that I realise that the Baal Kariyo has made a mistake, and the mistake changes the meaning of the word. But if I shout that out, it's just going to disturb everybody. They won't realise what I'm saying. If I stopped the whole of Kriyas HaTorah in the middle and I gave a drosha on it, wonderful, but you can't do that. If I'm really going to do is change the word, it's not going to affect anybody. It's just going to disturb Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Any word that people get wrong. Let me give you a common, because this one concerns us all in Kriyas Shema. V'ohavto. We have Blianora, hundreds of thousands, millions of school children who, when they say the Shema, V'ohavto. Now, V'ohavto is not the same as V'ohavto. V'ohavto is and you shall love. V'ohavto is and you did love. The difference is only where you stress the word. So therefore, to correct that, if somebody learns it wrongly and you correct it, either the people know it anyway, yeah? Or if they don't, then just my correcting it won't make a difference to them. They won't realise what the mistake was, and now they know what the correct thing is.
Forget the people.
So I'm just telling you, I asked the Shaila.
Malkur himself, if you'd say it, he may know or not know. Would that make a difference?
Now, I'm telling you the answer I personally got to my Shaila. My Shaila was, do I have to say anything? And the answer was no. The answer I personally got was, I can keep quiet. There's no purpose. There's no purpose in my shouting. And Baruch Hashem, I've got into a habit over Baruch Hashem 30, 40 years of I never correct. I never correct a Baal Kariyo or B'Shas Maaseh. Either there are other people in the shul who will shout out, or nobody will. If other people will, Baruch Hashem and Yotza, and if nobody will, I won't have gained anything. So consequently, I keep quiet. What do? I'm safe from the problem. I go to the person afterwards, or I'll phone the person up afterwards when nobody else is around. There's no busha, and I say, you did this, I want to tell you what you said means this. This is the correct way to do it. There's no Bouchard. Nobody else hears me. He's not being embarrassed in public. They're going to be upset anyhow, or it won't make any difference. Sure. Right? So the person says, V'ohavto. He lends V'ohavto, and he carries on laning. You know what the word means. You say the Shema Abijan, you know what the word means. You shall love Hashem. You never knew till I told you that V'ohavto, and you did love, and V'ohavto is and you shall love. Now that is what... This is what...
He knows in the state, and he hears the Balkhira wrongly.
Yes. So I don't correct him, no.
So you don't, but what, he should be corrected.
Officially he should be corrected, but will it make any difference? My shiloh is only if I'm the only person in shul who realises it. Should I use my knowledge to go and correct him in front of everybody when the correction will have no purpose?
If I say you're laying again, you've made that mistake and you realise you've made a mistake.
If I correct myself, well, that's not a problem, I can correct myself. Yes! Certainly. If I made a mistake, I've got to correct myself. I've got no problem with myself. It's other people. I'll go to him privately afterwards. I'll tell the man privately afterwards.
Your laning.
My own laning.
You said I have to, instead of I have to.
That's for Shalom.
And you redo it. People are saying, what's he saying word again?
Oh, they'll know that I've got enough knowledge. I made a mistake and I've corrected my own mistake. That's not a problem. It's other people. Yes.
If a Balkhira thinks he's made a mistake, we're at the end of a Riyadiyah.
If he thinks he's made a mistake.
The Gamma tells him no, do the next one because it was right.
What? Would?
The Gamma thinks that he's heard it right.
Yes.
Although you might think you said it wrong.
Well, I won't say anything in shul. I've got this heter now and I keep quiet in shul. I won't say a thing in shul. Either the rest of the world will do something about it. I will go up to... I'll go and ask. I will go...
It's about the Balkhira and the Gabba themselves, not about the
shul. Well, the Gabba corrects him? If the Gabba corrects him?
The Gabba says you said it's right.
The Gabba says to the person.
Yeah, to
the Balkhira. Am I the Balkhira or somebody else?
You're the Balkhira.
Well, he says I did it okay. If I know that I did it wrong, I know I did it wrong. I'll do it again. If I'm told I did it right, no.
The Gabba doesn't always know.
Pardon?
Does the Gabba always know?
No, the Gabba doesn't always know. But this is. Let me just finish the paragraph. It's 10 o'clock. I'll carry on some other time. So he finishes off. He says here that the person who lends should not make a single mistake that is going to make a change the word. Lechatchila, by the way, you don't make a mistake even if it doesn't change the word. You try and get everything right. You've got to get every single letter right, every single vowel right, and every single tune right, even though the tune usually doesn't make a difference. There are places where the tune does make a difference. There are places, if you don't know how the tune works, and you lay in wrongly the tune, you've got to be corrected, lechatchila. I don't do it, but one has to do so, because it makes a difference. Let me give you a very quick example on that. Very quick example. In the Akedah. Yeah? First pasuk of the Akedah, which we do in Vayera, and we do on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Right? Where the pasuk says, and I'm going to read the pasuk as it should be read. Vayhi, achar hadavorim ho'eile, v'ho Elokim, niso es Avraham, Vayomer Elov, Avraham, Vayomer Hineni.
What does that mean?
Right. And it was, after these things, that Hashem tested Avraham, Vayomer Elov, and he said to him, Avraham, open inverted commas, Hashem said to him, Avraham, called his name, Vayomer, and he replied, Avraham replied, Hineni, here I am, I'm ready. Now, says Vayomer Elov, Avraham, Vayomer, Hineni. The person named it as Vayomer, Elov, Avraham, Vayomer, Hineni, which means Avraham said to Hashem, and Hashem replied, here I am. All I did was change the tune. But the way I did the tune, exactly the same words, each word pronounced correctly, but instead of saying Vayomer, Elov, and he said to him, stop. What did Hashem say to him? Avraham? No, it's Vayomer Elov Avraham. And Avraham said to him, means suit Hashem. And Hashem replied, I'm here. Completely changes pshat. Yes, completely. Absolutely, completely changes pshat. You'd have to correct that. I personally wouldn't do it because it wouldn't make any difference. Nobody would realise the difference. Either they know it anyway. Everybody who knows anything about Bavayer or about the Arcadia, they've learned the Arcadia, they'll know what's going on here. Yep. Nobody would think that it means, and Avram said to Hashem, and Hashem replied, here I am. Pardon? I'm not into whether you're going to be Yotza or not. What I'm saying is, are you doing the, is it correct to do the mitzvah of correcting? And what I'm saying is, I got a heta to keep quiet. I'm delighted. We'll carry on a minute.